here's a story from The World.
This week, we're marking a year since the murder of George Floyd. On our program, we're exploring how that singular moment in Minneapolis prompted many parts of the world to scrutinize their police forces more closely. Today, we turn to France, where tensions between police and citizens are on the rise, especially in working-class suburbs of Paris. Both sides are now calling for help. From Paris, Rebecca Rossman has this report.
Shaheen Hazami was barely a teenager when he started filming the police with his iPhone. This was in 2010 in the working-class Paris suburb of Cergy-Pontoise.
Petit à petit, j'ai commencé à partager mon contenu sur les réseaux sociaux, notamment Instagram.
He says little by little, he started getting attention after sharing videos of police brutality on social media. Police violence isn't anything new, Hazami says, but the fact we can film it has put more power in the hands of citizens like him. Today, the 25-year-old calls himself a
ghetto reporter, et j'ai 25 ans.
Or ghetto journalist, and has more than 26,000 followers on Instagram. I met him and his wife, Morgan, who also films the police, at a cafe in northeast Paris.
Il faut savoir que nous, notre seule arme pour se protéger, c'est de filmer.
Our phones are our only weapon to protect us, Morgan says. According to France's national ombudsman, black and Arab men in particular are 20 times more likely to be randomly stopped by the police. That's why Hazami, who is of North African origin, says the police shouldn't be surprised if our first instinct is to start filming them when they approach us. We are afraid. But many police say they're afraid too. Tensions between officers and people living in France's working-class immigrant suburbs are at an all-time high. Both sides say they need more support. Last week, thousands of police gathered in front of the National Assembly, calling for protection after the death of two officers in the last month. According to France's Interior Ministry, the number of police officers injured on duty has nearly doubled in the last 15 years. More than 6,000 were injured in 2019 alone.
C'est important et pour les prochaines générations.
Jean-Christophe Couvy is a spokesperson for France's largest police union. He says the state should do more to focus on building bridges between officers and young kids, something that's been cast aside over the years.
On mettait souvent des anciens policiers qui avaient déjà un certain âge, un certain vécu de l'expérience.
He says for a long time, police officers used to organize soccer matches with kids. But when Nicolas Sarkozy became president in 2007, he overhauled the system entirely, arguing police should be less focused on soccer matches and more focused on law and order. Today, Couvy says on the one hand, he can understand certain criticisms of policing tactics, but sharing videos on social media, like Shaheen Hazami does, can put officers in danger.
On a le droit de filmer une action de police qui se passe mal, il y a aucun souci.
I have no problem with someone filming a police intervention gone wrong, Couvy says. But when you share the face of an officer on social media, people go after them. My colleagues have received death threats. There's something to be afraid of. Last year, lawmakers presented a bill that would require anyone sharing videos of police on social media to blur out their faces in order to protect the officers' identities. But earlier this month, the bill was ruled unconstitutional.
Avant même de penser à flouter leur visage, comportez-toi correctement.
Shaheen Hazami says if police officers behave better, then maybe they wouldn't be so worried about whether their faces are blurred or not. Then he says, perhaps then we wouldn't have to film them and denounce their racism and aggressive tactics. The police union insists systemic racism isn't an issue in the force. Differences aside, police and citizens say it's the government that's failing them. And they both agree that needs to change. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman in Paris.
From PRX.